Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. Yes, I am your host. I'm Nicole Cleveland, author and founder of Breathe Again Magazine. Now, Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We bring you real-life people that have gone through the fire, true and tested. They have come out, and they are not burnt. They don't smell like smoke, and they are here to tell their stories. They're here to share with you how they made it over. You know the song, How I Made It Over. But they are here to tell you that you're not by yourself. So many of us go through our storms by ourselves. We feel as though we're alone. No one understands us. We're the only ones that's going through what we're going through or have ever gone through what we're going through. And we're embarrassed and we're ashamed and we don't talk to anybody. But the guests that we have on this show, they come here to let you know that, hey, you're not alone. We've been there. We've done that. We wrote a couple books about it and we made it. And because we made it, you're going to make it too. So that's why we do what we do. And I'm so excited because God chose me to do this, and I love what I do. I'm loving what I do. I do what I love, and I love connecting the dots. I call myself a dot connector because I take people with stories and I connect them with other people that may be going through something similar to encourage them. So I love what I do. We want you to visit us online at breatheagainmagazine.org. If you have a powerful testimony, if you have a testimony that you know you've gone from victim to victorious, we want to hear from you. Why don't you shoot us an email, connect with us on Facebook or Twitter, or shoot us an email at radioshow@breatheagain.org. That's radioshow@breatheagain.org. Or you could just click the link on our magazine webpage, and you can send us a message. So we want to hear from you. We want to interview you. Or we want to post your story. You know, if you have an article that you've already written, send it over to us. We'll go ahead and get it posted on the website and share your story with the masses because that's what we do. So I said connect with us on Facebook. Oh, no, I didn't say that, did I? I said connect with us online at breatheagainmagazine.org. Connect with us on Facebook at breatheagainmag. That's facebook.com/breatheagainmag. And on Twitter, at Breathe Again. We're also on Google Plus. You can find us, Breathe Again Magazine. We're also on Pinterest. We be tweeting and pinning and posting and popping and doing all that other stuff that we do out there. So to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Our show today is a very exciting show. I tell you every week that I'm excited for the guests that I have, and I am excited. Today's show is all about encouragement. Normally, I'll bring you a snippet of it, a word of encouragement. I'll say something that I wrote or I meditated on in my study time with the Lord in the morning. But today's show is all about encouragement, so I don't even need to bring you anything because we're talking about our encouragement campaign. Pain. You know, the Lord dropped in my spirit, I think maybe 2 months ago, that we need to encourage one another more. We do it. We post different things out on our social networks, but I wanted to do some type of encouragement every single day. And so I connected with a few people that I know that are full of faith and they are believers and asked them to participate and to send me what got them through, what got them over their hump. Was it a scripture? Was it a song? Why don't you share it with us and we will post it online. And so thus came the 21-day encouragement campaign. It's words of inspiration. So that's what we're talking talking about today, this whole show is about encouragement. Our first guest is Apostle Oliver Reed, and he is one of our participants in the encouragement campaign. He is a friend of the show. Ding, 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 ding. I sound like Wendy Williams when I say that, but he is a friend of the show. I love this man of God. He has a huge heart. He is transparent. He will tell you what he's been through to help somebody else, and he understands that it's not about him. He used to be a prophet and a pastor, a preacher, but he was just ordained as an apostle this past weekend. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about that as well. But our second guest in our second segment, we're going to talk to Tanisha Johnson. Now, she wrote a book, and it's 100 Words of Encouragement. It's Tidbits of Inspiration. And I met this woman of God at a writer's conference. Well, I've connected with her online, but I met her face-to-face at a writer's conference in Detroit, the Anointed Pen Christian Writers Conference with Venus Mason Theus. Woohoo! I love me some Venus. She's going to be in Richmond for a writer's workshop in December. So I do want to just plug that right now. We're having a Breathe Again magazine is bringing a writer's workshop in the city of Richmond on December 28th, and Venus is going to be facilitating that. Now, if you've been putting off writing that book and you are in the Richmond vicinity or around Richmond, Hampton Roads, it's about an hour and a half away from Hampton Roads, so it's not too far. If you are in this area and you've been talking about writing a book, but you have not really finished it, haven't completed it. Maybe you got writer's block. Maybe you don't understand how to self-publish, or you don't have any money. You just don't know how you're going to do it. She's going to be here, and she's going to be doing a writer's workshop. It is called The Essentials for Aspiring Christian Writers Workshop, and it's just $20. It's $20, and it's a write-off, too. So, I mean, $20, it's a write-off, and you get to learn how to write your book, publish your book, and market your book. You can find more information about that on our website at breatheagainmagazine.org, breatheagainmagazine.org. So that's the little, you know, that's our events, and that's what I was going to share with you today. So we're going to get right into the show. We're going to go into our first segment with Apostle Oliver Reed. Now, Apostle Oliver Reed, he is an author, he's a motivational speaker, he is a prophet, he is a preacher, and will preach, I will tell you, and prophesy over you. So, Apostle Reed, are you on the line?
I'm here. God bless you, Nicole. How are you?
I am great, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and just to share encouraging words with our listeners.
Hey, man, I'm excited. I wouldn't be any other place tonight but here on this show.
Oh,
so I'm grateful.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, I bless God for you because any time that I need you or any time that I'm asking you for something or to send over something or submit something, you are right there. So I bless God for you and your heart. I really do, you and your wife.
Amen. We believe in what you're doing. We are so excited with Breathe Again Magazine, starting out in the radio show, and just all the things. This campaign has just really been like a breath of fresh air for us. We thank God for you.
Amen, amen. Well, you know what? Let's get right into it. I know who you are, but the listeners, you have been on the show before, but tell the listeners to some of our new listeners, because we get new listeners every day that will come back and listen to the archives or log on right now. Tell the listeners a little bit about who you are. But before you do that, I do want to let people know that the chat room is open, and I don't normally open the chat room because I'm doing this. I'm like a solopreneur, so I'm out here trying to produce and host and do everything else. So I don't normally open the chat room, but the chat room is open on today. So if I'm a little slow typing, charge my head and not my heart. So it is open, and you can go out there and you can ask questions to our listeners if you'd like. And just want to thank everybody that is on the line right now listening. So tell the listeners, who exactly is Apostle Reed?
Okay, just a servant of God. Hope you can hear me. I'm a little nasally. I've been battling and wrestling this cold this week, but
no, I can hear you.
I'm the founder of OTR Ministries, which is Oneness Through Redemption Ministries International. We're just a global conglomerate of just believers, and we believe in healing and preparing leaders today to become tomorrow's next generation to pull us forth in the things of God. So we're located in Manassas, but we're kind of like a parachurch. We do conferences and workshops on healing and spiritual development and training and just education of who God wants us to be in this millennium, and that's just our primary focus. We just love God and just love the people of God. So that's not just our mission.
Amen, amen. And you are also an author. Do you want to talk a little bit about the books you've written?
Yeah. I'm an author of a book called Don't Press Fast Forward. It's available on Amazon and online, and you can get this book. But it's really a guide to weathering the storm, being in a place where if you are in a storm or have been in a storm or going to a storm, this book is a guide, and it's strictly the Word of God. It's things I share, like my personal experience, my personal life of when we encounter storms, and storms come up suddenly. So that's a powerful book. I'm going to be releasing in the next month here a book called God Promise Solutions, Spiritual GPS, God Promise Solutions.
And
it's
an
awesome
solution.
Book. It is going to be phenomenal, Nicole. It's really going to deal with how to navigate through life, daily struggles, opposition, whatever it is. So God has just prompted me to really put some information out there. So Spiritual GPS is the first in a three-part series, but it really deals with navigating through life, money, finances, sexuality, ministry. And so it's just a journal where you can kind of follow through. So we're really excited about that. And then we have one that's coming out the first of the year, which is a conglomerate of different authors called Words from the Low Place. And it deals with being in opposition. And it's going to be not only my story, but about 10 other authors and their stories and their success stories of triumph. So we're excited about those.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is a blessing. And you preach abroad. You are everywhere. You just came back, was it Columbia?
Yes, ma'am. We were out in Columbia twice this year, actually.
Out
in Latin America, Columbia, and ministered to over, God bless us, to minister to over 60,000 people.
Wow.
In those meetings, and we were just so humbled to see lives restored, healing. It's just a hunger from overseas. They were just so excited about the Word of God.
Yeah. You just have a huge heart, and I just bless God, and I'm so glad that we are connected. So that's a great segue. That what was it? It was the Spiritual GPS. That's the next book that's coming out.
Yeah.
That's such a good title, and it's a great segue into what we're discussing today, all about encouragement. Now, when I asked you, when I came to you and I told you a little bit about the encouragement campaign and I emailed you, why did you jump on board? You didn't hesitate. You're just like, yes, I'm there.
Yes, because it's almost like one thing I love about you is kind of like we run at the same pace, and that's what I admire about your ministry. When you said that, I was like, wow, because it was almost like you were in my closet. Like, basically, you know, I was wanting to encourage. And you know, I think sometimes in this life we just need someone to encourage us or to tell us that we can do something.
Yeah.
You know, I think life is filled with the cannots and bewares and all those different things. And when you asked me to write about encouragement, it was kind of like what I was already doing and working on Spiritual GPS. And I jumped on it because one of the things God began to deal with me about is to let the people of God know, the people all over the country, all over the world, let them know that they are a solution.
Yes.
And when I started thinking about that, God said to me, "They are, you know, you are a solution, not only a solution to somebody else's problem, but or problems in the earth, you are a solution to your own problem."
Yeah. So true. And I want to read a little bit about what I was talking about with the encouragement campaign. What did I do with it? I'm telling you, when I'm on, I tell you I can't do five things at one time. Told you.
You're working.
I'm trying to work it, but it is why I wrote why I started this campaign, because here it is. I'm trying to navigate online as well. But you know, I wrote on here, what is the encouragement campaign? I said it's 21 days of hope, inspiration, and solutions, just like the mission of our weekly radio show. Many people don't know where to turn in the midst of their storm. We tell them to read the Bible, and that's what they need to do. But where do they go in the Bible? I can remember when I would go to the Bible, and it was just words. I didn't know where to go, nor what story or scriptures to read. It was just, thou art begat, Mennonites, and many others. other words I didn't understand, nor could I pronounce. So that's why I wanted to do this 21-day encouragement campaign, because many people, they're new believers. There are people in the world, not even just in the church. We need to be encouraging those at work. You know, when I was working, there were people around me that I would encourage all the time, because we are walking epistles ready to be read by men. Some people will never go to church, but they will read our lives. So I would have to encourage people that never went to church, but that's what I was placed at that in that corporate office for. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. Yes, I definitely would agree, because a lot of times the people around you, that's your sanctuary, and we forget that. You know, just what a word will do in somebody's garden. I believe that people are like gardens, and whatever you sow into them, they will begin to reproduce.
Yeah, yeah.
So
true.
Take those opportunities to sow even a kind word, just to say, oh, you know, I like your shirt you got on. I believe you are a great speaker. Whatever you can find positive about someone is one of the things that you can just sow, and that's beyond being at church or being in a conference or anything else.
That's right. That's right, because we are continuing to preach to the inside the four walls, but there's a huge, huge world out there that's really, I tell people all the time that they're at the windows spiritually, and I could see them in the spirit just at the windows wanting to get in, but they can't get in, and it's our jobs to go out to the hedges and the highways and be that voice, be that light, because the Word of God says we are the salt. You know, we need to be that light at our work place. Even if people are being mean and nasty and just ungrateful, we still have to be that light, because people are watching us and we represent God. And you know, Apostle Reed, my prayer is, God, please don't let me do anything that will embarrass you. Please don't let me do anything that will embarrass my relationship with you, so people will say, oh, she serves that God? I don't want to serve that God. I don't want that on me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Your scripture that you, because what I did was because lots of times people say, what encouraged you? Some people are encouraged by words. Some people are encouraged by scriptures. But some people are encouraged by songs. So I had people send in songs and scriptures. But yours was Genesis 1, 26 and 27. It was, then God said, let us make mankind in our image and our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals. And you said the scripture speaks volumes in regards to your purpose and destiny. Why is that, Apostle Reed?
I think it goes, that's a great question. It goes back to context. I think you can't do anything in life if you don't understand the context of it. Or in other words, you wouldn't be able to operate any vehicle or anything. Let's just look at a vehicle without understanding what's in the manufacturer's warranty and what the car was created to do. And I think Genesis chapter 1, 26 and 27 outlines the total purpose of what God wanted man to do, is to have dominion over everything that he created first. He wanted us to have dominion over everything he created first. He waited to create man last, but he gave man authority over everything he created first. So before your problem, and that's one of the things I want to say, your problem, whether it's financial problems, whether it's things in the earth, the natural things in the earth, God had already given you a dominion. He'd given us a dominion over it. And he said, I'm going to give you authority, which means that I made you, going back to what we talked about earlier, and what you put in this campaign, which I thought was really, really powerful, is what solutions can we offer?
We
have to understand that we were made a solution in the beginning. We were made a solution. God told us to have dominion over these things that will come up. And I think that this is what was one of my scriptures that really encourages me and said, okay, I know that I am a person that should have dominion, that I'm created to be a solution over anything that will come about in the earth.
That's right. We are the solution. Everything that we need, we already have. You know, we just have to really put it to use. And he made us, you know, we're studying that he made us in his image, in his likeness. Yeah. So we are one with him. So we have the right. We just have to walk in that authority and that right.
Oh, yes. And it's a, I like that, because it's a right. You are a solution. And I always say this, you know, you remember when we was in school, Nicole, I remember learning algebra. And you had all these different formulas, and you had all these different things, and sometimes that formula could be almost an entire page. But the crucial part of that was the solution. You can have all of these equations, but the solution will always outweigh what the equation is.
That's right.
And
that's
God was sharing that with me to tell the body of Christ and to just share with people, God everywhere, that, hey, no matter how complicated it looks, God is already giving you a solution because he has already given you himself.
Yes.
And everything inside of him is a solution, therefore he made you a solution. And I think once you know that, you're ready, you know, you're ready to be an encouragement and not just encourage. Because you can say something to somebody that's encouraging, but just your mere presence on the scene, like you said earlier, at the job. You know, you just coming in at the job, you are interrupting a problem.
Right.
Because you are a solution.
Yeah, yeah. Amen, amen. I just want to thank everyone that's in the chat room. I want to give a shout-out to Evangelist Teresa Scott and Faith of Believer and Larry Wright. They're on the chat room right now. But Faith of Believer has a question, and she says, talking about the solution, how does one tap into the solution? Yes, we know we are the solution and we have the solution, but how does one tap into it if we don't know how to tap into it?
Oh, great, great question.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great question. And tapping into the solution is, going back to context, reading, like I said earlier, you got to read that manual.
Yeah.
You got to read that manual. Why do we study? You know, because sometimes I think this is the thing that's going on now. You don't need to study. You can just do it. But no, studying to show ourselves approved, being able to read what's in the manual, being able to understand what we are entitled to. And we hear this like a cliche a lot. Oh, you know, you need to read the Bible, you need to understand what you're entitled to, but that's the most important thing. How do I know what's in my annuities? How do I know what's in my insurance policies?
Yeah.
How do I know? I have to read those things. And one quote that I have that kind of speaks to that, you know, you have to really be able to understand this. You'll never be able to master, I want to say this quote, and it kind of comes from the book, but it addresses to what the woman of God asked in the chat room. So you will never be able to master your problems until you have failed at becoming a victim of it. I'll repeat again. You will never be able to master
I've probably
problems.
Already mastered it then, because I done failed plenty of times. But go on, read it, carry on.
So you will never be able to master your problems until you have failed at becoming a victim of it. When we begin to say, you know, I'm failing endlessly. I'm tired of failing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of falling victim to this problem, whether it may be sexual immorality, whether it be divorce, maybe be insecurity. I'm tired of being insecure. You know, I got to a point in my life, look, I'm tired of being insecure.
Yeah,
I'm tired of
yeah.
not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And then I did something about it. And I think that goes back to really embracing what God has called you to do and being able to be willing to seek out his word and find out, what does he think? I think the main thing I learned about being a solution, embracing a solution, is thinking, what will he do? We had those braces a long time ago. What would Jesus do?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to bring those back.
yeah. So true. All right. Well, I just want to thank you so much for stopping by the show today. And I want you to... Oh! Taffy Wagner just came. I'm waving to the darn screen. This don't make no sense. Taffy Wagner just came in the chat room, so I just want to say, hey, Taffy. Love me some Taffy Wagner nonfiction book report.
Oh, wow.
I'm so crazy. This don't make no sense. Why am I waving to the screen? But that's all right. But look, I just want you to take maybe 60 seconds and encourage somebody right now that may be on the verge of giving up because Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope. It's inspiration. It's solutions. We talk about what went wrong, but we want to provide them with some solutions. So I want you to take about 60 seconds and encourage that one that may be on the verge of giving up.
Yes, I just want to encourage you with 2 points. God wants to dissolve your problem with his solution. He wants to dissolve your problem with his solution, not only what you think is best for your life, but he wants to give you his best for your life.
Yeah.
And he wants to begin to make things clear for you. And I also want to encourage somebody, no matter how dirty you are, no matter what you touched, no matter what you've been through, you are not it. You know what that it may be. You're not what you touched. It doesn't matter how long you have had a problem when the solution comes your way. It doesn't matter how long you've been thirsty when somebody brings you water.
Yeah.
The woman at the well was thirsty, but when she met up with Christ, he was able to quench her everlasting thirst. And I promise out today that somebody's listening, that the light bulb will just come on, and that you will begin to embrace God's solutions and His plans and His way for your life. In Jesus' name, we release love, favor, and dominion and grace into your heart.
Amen. We received that, and I'm touching and agreeing with you, Apostle Reed. All right, well, thank you so much for stopping by the show today, and thank you for what you do. Give your website one more time, sir.
Yes, it's www.otrministries.com. I'm on Facebook at OTR Ministries or Oliver Reed, and also on Twitter at OTR Ministries. Fully blessed.
Amen. All right, listeners, thank you so much. I know you got a rich word today because that's what he does when he stops by. So we just want to encourage you to jump on board with this encouragement campaign. Log on to our website. You can sign up to have it delivered to your inbox each day. We have writers that have jumped on board with this. We have Tanisha Pickney with I Am More, Apostle Reed, of course, Venus Mason Diaz. We have Linda Dominique Rusfner, Regina Baker. There are so many people that have really connected with us and said, hey, I want to participate in this encouragement campaign. And if that's you, connect with us. You can send yours over as well. We may extend it another month. But thank you so much, Apostle Reed, for stopping by the show.
Thank you.
God bless you too, sir. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk to Tanisha Johnson. She is the author of 100 Words of Encouragement, Tidbits of Inspiration. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering in secret? Do you feel like you're alone and no one knows how you feel? The Bible says, we overcome by the power of our testimony. The problem is, no one is telling the real testimony. I have found a place that knows exactly how I feel. Real women, with real issues, sharing how they overcame, and so can you. Subscribe to Breathe Again Magazine today. www.breatheagainmagazine.com.
All right, listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us on today. I know you were blessed by Apostle Reed earlier. We were talking about the encouragement campaign, and now we are going to talk to Tanisha Johnson. She is the author of Encouragement, 100 Words of Encouragement, Tidbits of Inspiration. Tanisha, are you on the line?
I am, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I am great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. Well, look, I love your book. I was reading it last night, and I had my highlighter out, girl, and I was just highlighting.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. Well, why don't you tell the listeners, who is Tanisha C. Johnson?
Well, I'm a little bit of everything. I'm an author. I'm also an editor. And a mother, a wife.
Uh-huh.
I've been through some things, and I've been through enough things to write a book about it, per se, if
mm-hmm.
that's all right. Some struggles that I went through. This book was birthed during a very rough time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was unemployed probably for about 3.5 years. So this book was birthed out of actually encouraging others while I was unemployed, if that makes
wow.
sense to you.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I understand.
And I don't know how it started. I don't know why it started, but I began to send about 4 or 5 friends emails every day, just little things, little nuggets. And one of my friends said, wow, you should make this into a book. And I said, oh, okay. And she had kept every single solitary email. And
wow.
Thus, the book was birthed. So the work was already done. The work was done over a progressional period, but the work was already done.
Wow. So by you encouraging somebody else while you were in the midst of your storm, that's where the birth of the book came from.
Yes.
Ain't that just like God, though? That's just like God.
I know, and I hate it because it was a season where I was sitting at home, and, you know,
uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, I'm unemployed. What should I really be doing right now? You know, I love to write, but I'm not making money from writing, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
what should I really be doing right now? And I don't know, but the charge came, just to do that. And once I got 100 words of encouragement, I printed the book. So it was almost easy. I didn't know when I sat down to start it that I was writing a book.
Wow.
That was not the original intent of it. It started out as just encouraging friends daily through emails.
Yeah, but God had another plan, right?
Right. It's always a bigger plan. It's always a bigger plan.
Right, I'm telling you, because I understand, I get it. You know, we be in the midst of our own dilemma, and we want to sit in that thing, and he'd be like, mm-mm, go talk to that one. I'm like, I ain't delivered yet.
Right. So even in the midst of it, I was able to encourage somebody else, and I think that's the irony of it. Like you said, it could have been nobody but God.
Now, how long did it take to write 100 words of encouragement?
This was probably over a period of 9 months.
9 months. Okay. I just want to, because I was in the book and I was highlighting. So, look, I got to the point where you wrote. But what?
I wanted to say we were on one accord when Apostle Reed got on. He started talking about the GPS.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the back cover of my book, the word of encouragement that is on the back is who's in the driver's seat.
It sure is.
And it talks about God being the GPS for you. So I just want to say we were all one accord, and yeah, you set us up, Nicole.
You know what? That was the Holy Ghost, girl. That wasn't me, because I didn't even put two and two together. Because I'm just, okay, I'm looking at the back of your book right now, and it does say, who's in the driver's seat? You don't need a global positioning system, a GPS, with God as your guide. With him in the driver's seat, you are always headed in the right direction. So, all right, Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord.
So
this section right here on your book where it says, are you pregnant? You know, I was in the bed, and I was highlighting. I was like, oh, I like this. You said, but I hear the word of God saying, stand still and know that he is God and God alone. We know that all power belongs to God. So while the enemy is trying to get you to miscarry, your God-appointed destiny, endure the labor. I was like,
I mean, you know, as Christians, we don't like to endure. We don't like hardship.
No.
We don't like problems. But the fact of the matter is, the day that we said that we would commit our lives to Christ is the day that our lives may have got even worse, because now there's an enemy on our back. There's a target on our back.
Right.
So God has put something in all of us to do. It's up to you to determine what that purpose is, what that thing is that he planted inside of you that you need to birth out, and only you can birth out.
Only you. And that's why when people, a lot of times, people will say, well, she stole my idea, or this one stole that one, or no, she's doing that. I'm doing the same thing. I tell them all the time, what God has for you is for you. It does not matter if somebody took your idea or they're doing the same thing, because nobody can do it like you can do it.
Right.
Because if you're called to it, then can't nobody do nothing or steal nothing. It's just going to come from you. So another section I'm going to tell you in your book, I'm always talking about I'm walking in expectancy. I expect God to show up and show out. I do. And you put in here, expect like it's your birthday.
Yes. You know, we get up on our birthdays and on Christmas, and we expect gifts, and we expect phone calls, and and when we don't get it, we are totally let down. If you are anything like me, I get up with expectancy. What did my husband get me for my birthday?
So
that's the same attitude we should take with God. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be blessed, and we should get up every day and expect, just like it's our birthday every day, I expect something from God.
Now, Tanisha, did you always know you were going to be a writer? Did you set out to be a writer? Because you're an editor by trade. You are an editor. You went to school, and that's your profession. So did you know you were going to be an author as well?
I toyed around with it a little bit in high school, but to actually see my name printed on a book was a little bit shocking, because like you said, I went to school for both writing and editing, but I kind of defaulted in my regular profession to the editing and proofreading.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It was always my goal. And as a matter of fact, 100 Words of Encouragement is the second book that I've started. The first book that I started years ago is not even done yet because it's a progressional book of my
mm-hmm.
life, and it's called When the Smoke Clears.
Mm. Girl, don't get me excited up in here.
And I remember at the start of the phone call, you were talking about being purified in the pot, in the fire, and
yes.
these people that are on the phone have been through the fire, but they don't smell like fire.
Yes.
They don't look like they've been through the fire.
Yes.
So that's what this upcoming book is going to, and it's plain, it's simple, it's
uh-huh.
modern-day English, it's not a lot of Bible verses.
Uh-huh.
But it's my story and how I overcame as I went.
Okay.
I believe that Jesus healed in the Bible. You know, he spoke sometimes and people were healed immediately. But for some people, he spoke and, you know, it took some days or it took some hours. So this was
right,
a progressional period. This was a progressional period for me. And the book is actually still being written. I think my last chapter I'm going to end with the birth of my baby girl, who is now 6 months.
Right.
But my personal friends who know me know that I lost twins. I lost a boy and a girl the day
mm-hmm.
after my marriage, the day after my wedding. So it's
I'm
almost
sorry.
Like God has restored. That's okay. It's almost
yes.
like God has restored, but over time he restored.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
testimony.
That's my project I'm working on now. Right,
well,
right.
When can
and
we
I
expect
and I
that
I want to
one?
Be transparent.
Right.
I am launching on my birthday next year, July 24th, 2013.
Are you? Good for
I'm
you.
I'm doing a birthday party and a book launch. Yes.
Go ahead. Good for you, because you don't look like you've been through nothing with your beautiful smile. I tell you, you have the most
you.
Beautiful smile. You really do.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. Now, what type of feedback have you received from the book?
The most... Surprisingly, I get a lot of feedback from cancer survivors.
Really?
And I'm not sure why. I'm not sure how. I don't, you know, I know encouragement goes with cancer. I'm sure
mm-hmm,
you would have
mm-hmm.
to be encouraged to get through it.
Yeah.
But for me, that's the most profound feedback that I have gotten to hear them say, you know, I was in chemo reading your book, or, you know, I overcame in my mind because I was reading your book. And, you know, when I couldn't get to my Bible, I was able to pick this up and read it for, you know, a minute or two and then put it back down and run out the door.
Praise God.
You know, so for me, those are the testimonies that stick with me, those cancer survivors. And I'm not sure why, but.
Yeah. But probably somebody picked it up for them, gave it to them because they need to be encouraged. So I can understand why. So you are helping, you are blessing, and you are encouraging, and you're doing exactly what you set out to do. Now, who's your writing mentor, Tanisha?
Oh, God. If I would say writing mentor, I don't know if you know her, Pam Perry.
Oh, you know I know Pam.
Okay, so, yeah, you know Pam. And, of course, yeah. Venus. Venus keeps us on our toes. She's pushing
yes.
us. Where's your project? Get that book out. You've been saying
uh-huh.
it's coming out for a year now. When is it out? So
mm-hmm.
those are my two biggest pushes right there, because I don't think I can get on social media without them saying something about a book, and it's reminding me that I should be working on my own. So...
Right. Because, well, you want to talk a little bit about what you do, but as a profession, you are an editor, so you do take manuscripts and you edit them. Talk a little bit about that, because I know, I just gave your name to somebody actually yesterday because they were talking about, did I know any editors? So talk a little
okay.
bit about what you do.
Okay, so as an editor, I can assist most authors, not all authors, but most authors, I've just here lately, I've been getting requests for like sci-fi and history books and things that I'm really not even, I don't feel qualified to edit those.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But most
Girl,
of
but
my
you know,
clients,
you know God qualifies the call. Come on now.
I know, right? That may
yes.
be a new area I need to step into. I know. So right now, most of my clientele are Christian authors.
Mm-hmm.
and it's their manuscript, taking their manuscript and correcting this, not only the spelling, grammatical, and punctuation errors, but some of my authors need help with the actual context of their book, rearranging paragraphs, rewriting sentences, and just overall clarity of the book. Did you get your message across to the reader? What is your message that you want to get across to the reader? And if you didn't get that message across to the reader, I tell them, guess what? You need to go back and rewrite. And they probably don't like me after that, but
That's
they pay
good,
me to
though.
Do a job. So, yeah, so at the end of the day, I'm responsible for the spelling, grammatical, and punctuation. But for some of my authors, they do want me to work with them on the text. I'm also venturing into ghostwriting. I have my first client coming on board pretty soon.
Really?
Yes, and I'll be taking her journals and turning it into a book for her. She does not want to do any of the work, so I'm going to do it for her. So that's another area that just branched off from the business. I didn't even ask for the work. The work just came.
Amen, amen. That's what God is doing. He's expanding your territory, lady, expanding your territory.
Yes.
And
yes.
You are a mother and you are a wife. You have three children, one beautiful little girl. You have two boys and
yes.
a girl, right?
Yes, two boys and a girl, yes.
She is so adorable, so adorable.
Thank you.
So outside of writing, what do you like to do? What are your hobbies, Tanisha?
I guess for me as a writer, relaxation, and this may sound like, I don't know, it may not sound true to some, but for me, relaxation is actually editing someone else's book. Like,
really?
I get excited when I get fiction. Like, I just finished a fiction piece for one of the authors here locally in Detroit, and I was so engulfed with her book, you know, I tossed mine to the side because I'm like, oh, no, I got to finish this book. But really, I was just touching hers up for spelling and grammatical errors. So really, along the way, I was reading the book, and I got hooked on the book. So,
wow.
A lot of times when I have authors who come to me with subject areas that I'm really interested in, it's a learning process for me, too, because a lot of times they're saying something that I may not have heard before, or they're saying it in a different way.
Okay.
So,
okay. Good for you.
That's
your relaxation.
That's my relaxation. My husband will tell you that she has the laptop everywhere in the house, like just all over. And most of the time I'm not working on my own work. I'm working on somebody else's work.
Right, right, right. Well, you know what? Tell the audience how they can pick up your book, 100 Words of Encouragement, Tidbits of Inspiration.
Sure. The book is available on my website, www.soitiswritten.net. Not .com. A lot of people go to soitiswritten.com. It's .net. And the book is also available on Amazon.com. The ebook is also available on Amazon.com. So those are the sources where the book is available. The book is $10. If you order it from my website, then I find it and personally ship it for you. So those are the places where you can find the book.
Well, wonderful. Look, I think you got a potential client inside the chat room. Evangelist
Uh-oh.
Teresa Scott says that she needs an editor, so we're going to connect the two of you. So, to God be the glory. Well, that has been our show. Thank you so much for joining us, Tanisha. I appreciate it so very much. Listeners,
Thank you so much, Nicole.
You are welcome. Listeners, make sure you grab Tanisha's book, 100 Words of Encouragement, Tidbits of Inspiration, and you will not be disappointed. There is something for every situation in this book that you will be encouraged by. We want you to log on to our website, breatheagainmagazine.org. Thank Dr. Taffy Wagner and Evangelist Teresa Scott, Faith a Believer, Larry Wrights, and a few of the other people that have left the chat room, but we just want to thank them. We want to thank Apostle Oliver Reed for joining us today, as well as Tanisha Johnson. We were talking about encouragement, and I pray you were encouraged today. If not, grab Tanisha's book so you can be encouraged. So to God be the glory for all that he has done, he's doing, and he is going to do. So God bless you. And, you know, I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time, God bless you and have a super fabulous evening.